How do you explain I'll Know More movement when it meant so many different things to so many different people? I watched the movement through social media, not fully understanding it myself. Yet part of me knew it had to do with the seventh generation and our role as Native people to be protectors of the earth. I knew of the prophecies that the youth would one day rise and bring a major cleansing and changing of things. I heard about the prophecies of the white buffalo calf being born as a sign to take care of the earth, to advocate for her. We call the earth our mother, and we know that all things are connected, that what we put into her, we are also putting into ourselves. We are not listening. And no matter how much rain she drops, how much floods she sends to wash away your homes and vehicles and loved ones, you, us, we are not hearing her. And I think Native people become the catalyst and the voice behind I'll Know More because it's our birthright to take care of the earth, but maybe we felt that what more could we lose? I mean, we are a people who have lost everything, our culture, pride, our roots. We lost our land. Tribes lost their language. We lost our children to state and church. Our ceremonies, banned and illegal, became lost. With time, many lost their connection to the earth. And I believe First Nations people stood up because we were worn, tired, broken, and lost. We have been pushed aside, silenced, threatened, and nearly eradicated. We have lived in a cloud of judgment and blame and self-pity. And I think I Don't Know More was an opportunity to say, yes, we have past trauma. Now let this be our time to heal. As if drawing a line in the sand and making a stance, saying, this is it. You have caused enough damage to our mother, and enough is enough. We have a sense of responsibility. The movement was about awakening from our sleep and finally being heard. And it was about shedding light on issues that affect us all. This was our time to stand up and say, we will idle no more. We seem to think we're invincible. We are acting as though the human race is above all else, as if we cannot become extinct. Meanwhile, we are not making the connection that while our earth is dying, while our animals are becoming extinct, we can't even see what's right in front of us. That we are busy killing ourselves in the name of profit and corporate gain. We fear death, and yet we are dying a little each day. Ecology for the non-native is seeing things as being separate. In my language, we have a word, msignogma, which means all my relations, the earth, trees, water, four-legged animals, winged ones, creepy crawlies, and the four colors of the nations, red, white, black, and yellow. We are all related. Everything is connected. We need the environmentalists, spiritualists, and materialists to sit down together at a table and admit that what we do to the earth, we are doing to ourselves. And what we do to one, we are doing to all. We need to see that the garbage we are putting on the earth, we are also putting into ourselves and into our future generations. We have to stop asking ourselves who will fix this and start asking what can I do to fix this. I think it takes courage to stand up and to speak for the earth. It takes courage to admit we have done wrong. And it takes courage to sit down as a people and try to find a solution. We need to go places that are uncomfortable. We need to have the conversations that are scary. And it's about being humble and seeing the earth as being sacred. We need to go back to our roots. We were once a people that took care of one another and shared our wealth, which was defined in our roots and our connection to the land. It was our survival as a people. Food, air, water, kindness, and good health was what defined you as being wealthy, not money. There is a native proverb that states, when the last tree is cut down and the last fish is eaten and the last stream is poisoned, you will realize you cannot eat money.
Extract from the monologue recorded in Geskeg in the context of Project Mined Land. To listen more videos or audio shorts, visit our website desterresminees.pasc.ca.